All right, welcome to the King of Voiceover Podcast, Voice Coaches Radio. I'm John.
And I'm Tina, your queen for
the
day.
There you go, there you go. I just made us as a whole the king of the podcast. Yeah, the king and queen of Voiceover Podcast. How about that? Here we are. We are here today to talk about the burning question. It's a question I get so much.
Yes.
Yes. AI and voiceovers. How will AI affect the voiceover industry?
It's funny that I all of a sudden just seem to get a lot of questions on that. People are nervous about it. And it's understandable. It's definitely understandable.
It is, because AI can do voiceovers.
Yeah, absolutely. Right?
But, you know, here's the thing. A couple things. First off, and I think this is very telling, they did a poll on AI voiceovers with consumers. Mm-hmm. And consumers, is like, the number was like 92%. 92% of consumers said that if they found out a company was using AI voices, they would be less likely to trust that company.
Oh, wow.
They prefer human voices.
Well, yeah.
Right? Because, you know, here at the studio, we do professional work, right? And we've never had a client call here, for example, and say, hey, what's the cheapest way for me to do this commercial?
Yeah, or, never.
No. What they want is the best way to do it.
Yeah.
And AI definitely is not the best way, because here's the thing. Voiceovers, one of the great things about this, voiceovers is collaborative.
Yeah.
Right? AI is not collaborative. AI is you tell it what to do.
Yes, absolutely.
And you have to be very specific. I've toyed around with it. You have to be very, very specific. And when you get it back, you're going to need to tweak it. Now you got to go back in and go, okay, I don't want, you know.
Yeah. And
there's no feedback. There's no there's no AI going, well, there's none of that, right?
So how would you like me to say that?
There's
no,
none of that.
Absolutely not.
You're trying. You have to be so specific.
Yeah.
And you know, the thing that AI, besides not being collaborative, it's just you telling AI. The thing AI is never going to have is life experience that can feed into whatever expression you're trying to get across, or whatever emotion you're trying to express to, right? So there's that as well, but. It's again, the only people I think, no one can see the future. I want to be very clear about that. No one can see the future. So I can't predict that, but no one who, wants quality is really opting for, I think the only people opting for AI voices at this point are people who weren't paying voice actors to begin with.
That's exactly it.
And there are always exceptions. I'm not, you know, listen, we know this, but I would say most, if you know, most predominantly most of companies, anyone, like I have a friend who worked for a pharmaceutical company, right? Here's an example of this. She worked for a pharmaceutical company and she told me, and she knows I'm in the voiceovers, obviously. And so that's what she brought it to me. And she said, are you worried because my company is using AI voices for training right now? And I said, oh, really? And I said, well, who were they using before for the voiceovers? And she said, oh, well, they were making the employees do it for free.
Yeah.
That's I said, okay, good. Now the employees don't do double duty. So they weren't paying voice actors to begin with. Of course they're going to do that. They weren't paying anyone.
Yeah.
They don't care. Because listen, if you're using an employee who isn't a voice actor, you don't care about quality, right?
No, absolutely
not.
And
so now you're going to use AI. Yeah, that's great.
It's the free way to get around it. Yep. Yeah.
Right now you don't have to have your employees do it. So, but yeah, so I think that's something that, yes, I understand everyone's kind of fear. I get it. And AI, listen, AI, first of all, AI is fantastic. There's a lot of great things about AI, especially in the medical field. There's going to be some things that it can do that really
Definitely.
Yeah. But as far as voiceovers, I'm not that concerned. Again, things will get better, but I just think there's always going to be a need for that human connection.
There is. There's definitely. Because that's the biggest question I do get from students. You know, well, what about AI, you know? And my response will always be, there's always going to be need for a human voice, that person that's behind that voice. Because the emotion, that is the biggest thing to express emotions. It is very hard to get AI to give you the emotion that you're looking for. And
authentic.
Yes, that's exactly it.
It's authentic.
And I think also, I don't think they're there yet as be able to bring out the emotion.
Definitely not. I mean, it'll get better.
Eventually.
Of course, but I still think there's always going to be the... There'll always be something you'll know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you'll just know, you know.
Yeah.
So I don't... And I will say this. I think AI has a really bad reputation overall. And I think that's unfortunate because, like I said, I'm not someone who, oh, forget AI. Like, I just had... I had someone in a webinar start just going on a whole rant in the chat about how bad AI is for the environment. And by the way, I don't even understand that, but that is a thing now.
Yeah.
Apparently, every query you and again, I don't understand it. I'm not going to pretend I understand it. Every query you put into AI is a certain amount of fresh water. I don't know what that means, but that's the thing. So I looked, and I don't understand it, but I did look it up, and there's so many people complaining about that now. And so... That's the thing too. Apparently uses a lot of natural resources for AI. So there's a lot of people that are against AI in general. And that's a thing now. There's a movement against AI. So I'm not that concerned about our jobs, to be honest.
No, absolutely not. And I was telling you this, so I also work in radio. And there will be times when you're trying to get listeners to call in. Mm-hmm. So you don't have anybody to call that calls in. So you want to get them going. So you will use a program, AI. Use AI. So I'll put in there, hey, can you play this song? But it glitches. That's the funny thing. One day I typed in saying, how can the put the request in? I'm from here. They do the request, and then all of a sudden at the end of the recording that they send me back was a and I was like, At first I thought I typed it in. Did I type that in? Maybe my fingers were just and so I put it in again. Again, that what I asked for came out, but then at the end was like a foreign language. So I even had to ask somebody at the station and said, what's going on? And my program director said to me, he goes, it glitches. That's the glitching. See? So you don't get that. Yes, we glitch, as human voices, but not all of a sudden go blibbity, 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 blibbity. And I was like, what is, I really thought someone took over that computer and wrote something in. So it's not going to be perfect. Not at all.
Yeah. And for me, it's always going to be the lack. And again, no matter, be sincere. Will it? Is there going to be a part of you that just hears it and goes, that doesn't sound sincere? I feel like there is something to that and something where human voices are always going to have more of the, because it's human experience that lends itself to being sincere or being sarcastic or whatever. So I get it. There's a lot of great AI out there and there's a lot of things it could be used for. But listen, there's a prediction. And so AI, apparently, no one's predicting, like experts in this industry at least, no one's predicting AI is going to damage this industry very much, because there's $4.4 billion worth of work right now annually for voice actors. And the prediction is by January, it's going to be up to 4.8.
Oh my. Yeah.
And then by 2034, now I know that's a ways off, right? But by 2034, they're predicting $8 billion in voiceover work annually. So to me, that tells you, based on the experts in this industry, that they're not concerned either.
No, absolutely, because they're not paying an AI that money. That's voices, voices.
But again, the key still is the client, right? The client, when the client wants a job done, whether it be commercial, okay, and this is a client that cares about the product, right? They want the best result. The best result is not going to be AI. The best result is going to be a human voice actor. Mm-hmm. And sure, AI is the cheapest way to go. I don't know about you, but I don't. Pretty much anything I buy, I don't go, what's the cheapest?
No,
because I'm not like, oh, what's the cheapest? I know it's not gonna gonna break or it's gonna whatever. I don't go, what's the cheapest? What I want is, what's the best? What's the most reliable?
Mm-hmm. That's what it comes down to. Yeah.
Really, and so I mean. So that we wanted to tackle this because I get it any webinar I do. I don't think I've had a webinar in the last 6 months that someone hasn't brought it up.
Yeah. You know? And I get it with students almost every day that they're concerned with, what about if I get into this, is AI taking over? No, No.
I was told I was told AI was going to put me out of a job 5 years ago.
Oh.
So I'm still here. So
yeah,
I don't.
Yeah. No. There is. We'll always need be for that human voice. Really.
Yeah.
I think so.
100%. Yeah. So fret not, voiceover family.
Yeah.
Voice coaches family, fret not. We're going to be good. We're going to be good. I'm not going to say that there's not going to be companies using AI voices, but believe me, they weren't going to pay you anyway. And they weren't going to pay you what you're worth, certainly. So fret not. We'll be good. We'll be good.
They will not take over.
They will not take over. And anyone who's using AI right now.
We'll find you.
So, but do you have anything else?
Yeah, that's it. That's the biggest thing. Like I said, I've got a lot of students who ask it, and always remember, there's a need for a human voice.
Yes, always.
Human voice.
Always, yeah. So again, we want to thank everybody very much for listening to this podcast, watching. If you're watching, I apologize, but if you're listening.
Yeah. Wait, what episode number?
Well, oh, right.
We didn't last 299?
No, six. No. We're six. 698?
Oh.
698, right?
Okay. Yep.
Is that correct?
All right. That's why I'm thinking it's 699.
No, you're right. It is. Yeah. It's 699.
I'm actually right about something.
699. Wow. Look at that. This is episode 699. We have one more episode to hit 700. And so when we do that, we do that episode, which will be next week.
Okay.
We are going to have a huge party.
Oh, good. We're not parties.
But we can pretend.
Maybe we will. Maybe we will.
Yeah. You know what? Someone out there can throw a surprise party.
That'd be good. Yeah. I want the balloon streamers at all.
Who's going to clean that? That's something I always do. By the way, whenever I watch a show where like the winner, like they make a big deal of it and the streamers when they come down, the first thing I think of, who cleans that up? That's the first thing I think of. I do not think of, oh, how awesome is that? I go, who's cleaning that up? Look at all that. They've made so much work for that person. You have to sweep all that up. How do you even do it? Like even when they, what really blows my mind is they do that at Universal Studios. If you go to Universal Studios, Orlando, they have parades and all of this.
Yeah.
And they go crazy there. They put stuff in the air, everything. And right away, I'm like, who cleans all this up? Who does it?
I can't believe that's your first thought.
That's the first thought. Because to me, I was like, don't bother. Like, it's not making me that excited. I feel bad for those people. They have to like, the street cleaner comes out with the broom. I see them coming around with the broom and the softball.
With that tiny little broom and all those, and they're just sweeping up. Hours later, they're still in the same spot.
One time, I usually go to Mardi Gras. Universal Studios Orlando has a Mardi Gras every year around the same time as the real Mardi Gras. Yeah. But they do it for like, a month or two. And now my wife and I have learned how to get on the float. So we get on the floats now.
You're both sneaking on.
No. We book ourselves on the float. You can book yourself on the float. And we get on the float and we throw beads. So one year, I don't know who I did this to, and I apologize if that person happens to be listening and they're into voiceovers. One year, and I didn't notice until I left, I was throwing beads. And they tell you to throw them underhand. I do not. I throw them overhand because I'm more accurate that way. I'm not whipping them at people. But one year I noticed my pinky ring came off. And so I must have thrown the beads and my pinky ring. And it must have hit someone. Oh. And I'm thinking, wow, that must have hurt so bad. I don't know who I did it to.
Yeah.
But I apologize if you are listening. But it was a cool ring.
There you go. You're welcome.
Handmade ring. Pinky ring. If you know. Depending on what size your pinky is. I have kind of a small pinky, but
thanks for sharing.
I have small hands. I have small hands for a fella. You know, my wife has big hands, and our hands are almost the same size.
She's gonna love you for that.
She knows. She has big hands. So I nickname her Man Hands.
I don't
call her Man Hands. Don't ever call her that. I do not call her that.
Let's put a photo. We gotta get a photo of her hands.
Of our hands together. Mine are a tiny bit bigger, but she does. Her hands are pretty big. I hope she doesn't listen to this episode. She'll kill me.
Oh yeah. Yeah. So you're going to find a new place to live?
All right. Well, listen, thank you everybody very much for listening. And we're going to, by the way, I guess emails, we do it every time.
Yeah,
so let's give out the emails. It's good to remember, you know, the first couple episodes we did not remember.
Oh, we didn't remember.
So again, any questions, comments, only positive comments and nothing else.
No.
But if, again, ideas for episodes, we are open to that. So please, if you have like a burning question about voiceovers that you think could be an episode, but even, by the way, even just questions, because one of the things we'll do, if we get enough questions, we'll do a whole episode on listener questions.
Oh, that would
be pretty cool, right?
Yeah, let's do that.
So listen, please, johng@voicecoaches.com, send any questions you have.
Or tina@voicecoaches.com.
Yeah, Tina, again, just has her name, Tina.
Yeah,
I am. Isn't that nice?
Yes.
All right, well, thank you very much for listening. And again, apologize for those of you watching. We out.